I want to just say a couple things about the very familiar song we're going to close with. It's one of those indications, one of those examples where what you do with your life and what you end up being remembered for are not always quite the same thing. The woman who wrote this, born Lydia Maria Francis, later became Lydia Maria Child. From the biography information I read about her, she didn't like the name Lydia at all, so she went by Maria. She was part of the Boston literary circle in the early to mid 19th century, a very accomplished writer, very strong abolitionist, very strong advocate for women's rights as well. She was very close to her brother, who was a Unitarian minister, later a professor at the Harvard Divinity School, and so she had Unitarian sympathies. She also had a much broader understanding of what religion was and what it could encompass. It even went beyond the Unitarianism of her day. She was kind of anticipating contemporary Unitarian Universalism by about 100 years. Among her writings, she published a novel called Hobomok, which took up the very radical notion of a Native American man in a relationship, falling in love with a white woman. She was writing a novel about an interracial relationship. They're back in the 1820s and 30s. And that sort of established her literary career. She later married a man named David Lee Child, who was a lawyer, politician, member of the Massachusetts legislature, and shared with her a number of the things that she was very passionate about. So you had Lydia Child, I guess it wrote a very daring novel for her time, published a lot of other works as well, was a very strong advocate for some of the causes that I just mentioned. But she also wrote children's stories and children's poems. And in 1844, she published a little book called Flowers for Children. And in one of them, she included a poem that began with the words, "Over the river and through the woods, to grandmother's house we go." And so for all of the things that she, good and wonderful things she did with her life, she is most associated with those words. And this is kind of a little Thanksgiving, kind of a breezy, whimsical Thanksgiving song. I say Thanksgiving song, she didn't even mean it to be a Thanksgiving song. She wrote it initially as a Christmas song, because if you look at the words that are in your order of service, there are references there to Christmas when you look at all the verses. And those verses just got left out, and it's sung around Thanksgiving. So I wanted to pay tribute to her life, to recognize her things she's best known for, but mention some of these other things as well. And we wrote the song, we wanted to put the words Christmas in there because we didn't want to violate the way she had written the song, and I don't know if there's any copyright still floating around from 100 years ago or not, but we decided to do that. But as we sing it together, as we will, if you want to, when it comes to Christmas, if you want to put the words, if you want to sing Thanksgiving right there, I don't think she'll mind too terribly much. So we're going to sing the whole song all the way through, mindful of the very rich and wonderful life that was behind that. And this being the Sunday before Thanksgiving, we can sing it as a Thanksgiving song. So let's stand together with the words are in your order of service.